Cumberland, Rhode Island Police Chief Matt Benson was surprised when a package arrived just after Christmas. Inside, a letter from the 10-year-old telling them she took a sample of a cookie and carrots she left for Santa and the reindeer and was wondering if they could take a sample of the DNA and see if Santa's real.
It's an incredible first, and we're excited. Put together an evidence packet and sent it to the state forensic unit. We want to foster her curiosity and her investigative skills.
Her name was redacted by police because they hadn't reached out to the family yet, and the investigation is ongoing.
A surveillance image of clearly a reindeer in that vicinity that night. We do have information of an individual that was observed in the area matching the description of what people would consider would be Santa Claus. We've tracked that individual down, and we're hoping to interview him maybe this week or next.
Just then, a hit on social media from the girl's mom, thanking the Cumberland police for picking up the case.
Doing our own investigative work, we tracked down the family, called the mom. She said, come on over.
She's always a little bit skeptical and looking for the facts.
Meet budding detective Scarlett D'Amato, who has her own lab of sorts at home.
I watch crime shows, and I thought it was, like, cool to be a detective.
Fourth grade and 10 years old, too early to be thinking about a career? Yeah.
The open case is being pursued by Cumberland police that promised to get to the bottom of the mystery.
Maybe there was a debate that needs to be settled, but and we'll do our part to believe and keep that dream alive.
What would you like the verdict to be?
That he's real.